It's been a really, really, that's right, Mishka, long time.
It's been such a long time. I feel we must be podcasting.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a long time. We've been
since pre-COVID.
We've been on COVID hiatus.
Yeah, now we got ourselves on lockdown for, how long have we been here? Has it been 2 months yet?
It feels like 2 months, but Jesus. I'm not sure. Mishka doesn't like lockdown.
Well, let's clear things up first.
Okay.
Mishka's doing fine. She's, you know, lockdown doesn't mean anything to her, really.
Hasn't changed her world in the slightest.
Nope. Three chickens are cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're still alive. They're still...
They have no idea what's happening.
They have zero idea. If it were, you know, bird flu, I might be afraid for them.
The freeway's a little less busy.
Thankfully, yeah. It doesn't keep me up quite so much at night.
I was really hoping for, like, total shutdown.
Right, like they just shut the 8 down.
Like,
nothing.
I kind of visualize, like, Armageddon, empty freeway.
Like,
Mishka's really into being in Chad's lap right now. Come on, Mishka. Come on, boo-boo.
I always imagined it like Escape from New York.
Mm.
Or...
I had this vision of standing out in the rock in the backyard and just hearing silence. You know, back how it was in the 1950s when this place was built. There was no freeway there. There was a highway.
Just a dirt road, I think, at that point.
A two-lane road. I don't know if it was dirt back then. It might have been.
Probably in the 50s, yeah.
Yeah. I would love to experience that for just... Occasionally we do for like 30 seconds. There'll be no cars. And so you just have to really take that minute amount of time and enjoy it, you know? You just have to...
But then it's like, we're so
you spend so much time counting.
By it that we're like, hey, hear that?
Listen.
Nothing.
Oh, there it is. It's back.
Yeah. Well, shut up and I would have heard it.
Yeah, so less traffic on the freeway. I think we've left the house about once every week and a half for various sundries.
Yeah, I think it might even be longer than that.
Maybe every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We've been pretty good.
And every time with a mask and gloves and, you know,
we got
social
the whole,
distancing.
Right. Which other people do not adhere to. We do. It's a good thing we have that flamethrower. People would want to come up and talk to us.
Right.
Keeps them at bay. That long stick I carry. We're kidding. Yeah, we're kidding. When I went to Costco.
But they are in our Amazon cart.
They are in the Amazon cart, yeah. When I went to Costco, people were pretty good until you got into the frozen food section. And then it was like pandemonium. Like people will knock you down to get to the frozen chicken. And if there's toilet paper there, back the fuck off. People like literally make a beeline for the toilet paper area.
Right.
And then everyone in Costco, like they only let so many people in at a time in order to keep the social distancing more... Well, easier to adhere to, right?
Possible at Costco. Possible.
But if everyone's in the same section of the store, it doesn't really work. So no. 35 people are all
standing
like,
around the toilet paper.
What the hell is happening? Yeah, well, lack or thereof. Then, yeah. Yeah. This one woman, she opened up the pre-cooked bacon section and other various pre-cooked meats. She opened the cooler door and proceeded to cough into it. It was shocking. I was like, really? Who does that?
Without a mask on, I'm assuming. This was before the required mask.
She did
mask.
Not have a mask on, yeah. She just like opened it and needed to cough and just like, it was like, she like leaned forward into the cooler and coughed on everything. I was like, God, I am so glad I don't eat pre-cooked bacon. I was looking for bacon though. They didn't have any. So the things that have been hard to get are flour, which I bought tons of before.
And yeast.
And yeast. It's impossible to get yeast. Toilet paper, of course. Any cleaning supplies, no chance in hell. And bacon was hard for a while. And frozen chicken. Frozen chicken's been kind of rough. In fact, at one point, when I went into... I would say this was like kind of in the beginning, when people just were just starting to realize that something's happening. And everyone, you know, descended on the grocery store. And there was no meat. I never thought that in my lifetime, I would walk into a grocery store.
And there'd be nothing in the meat section, in the meat department.
Or an entire aisle. Nothing. Just empty shelves. Like, that's pretty crazy. That's disarming, for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy bananas, this time we're living in.
Mm-hmm. And all those years you told me I was a hoarder.
Well, you were.
Not really.
I mean, you would...
In your eyes, because you don't have lots of food. So 10 cans of beans is hoarding in your eyes.
Right. With 10 cans of pinto beans, 10 cans of refried beans, 10 cans of garbanzo beans, while we were living in an 800 square foot house. Now, all bets are off. We have a basement.
That's true. We have lots of space.
Yeah. So,
dear listener, we have 3 freezers and 3 refrigerators.
Yes, we are replete with refrigeration devices.
And they are all filled with food. Well.
Well, not the one in the garage.
So, and to be clear, we've got the employee fridge, which is actually a half fridge. It's the kind of thing that you would find in a dorm room. And then our regular freezer and refrigerator in our kitchen. And then we have a deep freeze in the basement. We also have a refrigerator / freezer in the garage that hasn't been plugged in since we moved in.
Right, because it came with the house.
It came with the house. It was in the basement. We moved it out there. Our plan was to get rid of it. And
I tried.
Many times.
I actually had people
coming to get
me
it.
About it. And on several occasions, they said, oh, well, we'll be right
we'll
over.
We'll be right over, yeah.
Well, I'm glad they didn't show up because...
There's not a lot in there, but it's nice to have the back stock. So things like, well, if we're going to be real honest, alcohol. There's a lot of alcohol down there. Or there was before we drank it all.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's some frozen items.
Some eggs.
There's some eggs. Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Some cheese, some hot dogs.
Sausages.
Yeah. So, yeah. This has been kind of crazy.
Yeah. Like, it was weird because the first week, I was, like, super productive. Like, well above my normal productivity.
You totally were, too. Yeah. So we created a online learning platform to rocket our business, to totally pivot and have online learning available for all my online classes and get other instructors to have their online classes. And brilliant idea. And you fucking executed that shit, made it happen. And
yeah.
And then
nothing.
Which I take credit for the brakes being put on that. Or yeah. The tires
screeching.
Squealing. I was just busy doing other things. I don't know. And I don't know how to get into it. Like, I've got classes, but I need to like restructure them and create new language. And I feel like there's so many things I need to do. I need to write articles. I need to restructure my classes. I need to write my books. Like, there's so much to be done that I often feel overwhelmed by it. And therefore, I do nothing. I mean, I do my regular work, but I feel like it's getting harder.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Because it's not actually getting harder.
Yeah, not much has changed for us.
Right. We still go to work. We still have work to do, which is great. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. In fact, we're behind. We're like woefully behind on so many tasks because we've been like, I don't know. I haven't been productive. I haven't felt motivated to work. I've felt depressed. I've had days where I just feel like this heavy blanket is weighing me down. And it's not weed. It's life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Yeah, I've had a hard time. I've been feeling overwhelmed by the whole thing. The uncertainties, worrying about... Well, and you know, honestly, since it started, every new contract that was ready to be signed was canceled.
Right.
And that's frustrating and scary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these contracts that you have to write up and craft each individual one.
Yeah, they take time.
Take a couple hours per contract, and then you're like, all right, here we go. I feel solid about this one. And
I mean, people were like literally on board and then nothing.
Right.
Some people would say, well, I found someone cheaper, or I just can't spend any money right now, or, you know, whatever.
My retirement just completely blew up in my face.
Yeah. Mostly people were like, the stock market just, I took a huge hit and I just can't, I can't spend money right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So we haven't really wanted to do Married with Chickens because I'm just like, I'm not feeling. We did one, but it didn't work out. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Lily called in and her audio was like, wasn't synced.
Yeah, it just kind of brought the conversation to a screeching halt.
Because we couldn't really hear her or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, to update our listener, we made a deal with Davida, who lives alone. And I think being alone right now is rough. You know, right. Being quarantined by yourself is kind of rough. And we're like, okay, you don't go anywhere, sequester for 2 weeks, and then we'll just spend time together. So it's like the three of us are quarantining together, but separate.
Right. So she goes home.
She goes home at the end of the night, right? So we've been eating fabulously. In fact, we had sushi this last weekend. Davida invested in some really beautiful sashimi and some maguro. Actually, it was all tuna. Yellowfin. Yeah.
A couple different types, yeah. Bluefin and yellowfin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did sushi, we did sashimi, we did carpaccio, we did tempura shrimp.
And then we did the buri bop the next day.
That was delicious.
Yeah, that's a good recipe.
Yeah, we've been eating really well. We've been planning our meals. I've been wasting a lot less. We started a garden. I've got tomatoes and cucumbers and radishes and beets and chili peppers and red bell peppers and cucumbers. I don't fucking know. Carrots. I even planted carrots. So yeah, hopefully we'll have a garden. I'm planning for the end. I'm prepping.
Yep. It's in your blood.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Ah.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, some days I feel like kind of motivated and excited to like, because there's a lot of opportunity right now for our business.
Chaos is a ladder, they say.
I'm just sick of working.
Yeah, well, who among us isn't, right?
I don't know. People who like their jobs, I guess. I'm just like, I'm just exhausted. I'm mentally exhausted. Even just the idea of writing something I want to write sounds exhausting. I just want to drink and watch Netflix, truth be told. That's what I really want to do.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd rather be doing that right now. But I don't have any alcohol.
Well, thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Hey, you know what?
You're welcome. It'd just be me here screaming into the void.
Right. The void, as it were.
That which is our listener.
Our one listener. Yeah, I feel bad for our listener. We've completely dropped the ball. We've like... We've completely abandoned
him,
you.
Him, her, they, zims,
her. We are sorry. We humbly ask your forgiveness.
I prostrate myself before you.
Mm-hmm. You should see Chad in his prostration. Somehow that is not a very good visual.
No.
People are like, wait, what? Yeah, so just been... The chickens are laying eggs. We're getting about...
Finally, goddammit.
I would say we get about 1.5 eggs a day. And I know it sounds difficult to get half of an egg.
Right, but average.
But if you divide it... Yes, the number of eggs per week.
We haven't had three in a while.
Yeah, actually, we had three. Yeah,
we had
two today, two yesterday, and then I think nothing, and then one, and then I think before that we had three. So yeah, like on the day that we get zero and the day we get three, it all manages to kind of average out. Yeah, chickens are laying. The weather has been fucking great. It's been cool, slightly overcast. Yeah, it's been raining like crazy. Everything's green and beautiful. I've been going on nice walks. There's really nothing to complain about other than the fact that we're watching, you know, our business decline. But that'll change. We'll pull it up. We nosedive a lot around here, and I always manage to pull it up right at the...
Yeah, we're accustomed to this.
Right at the point where I feel like we're going to completely crash and burn, we're good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had all kinds of things you wanted to talk about. What are they?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No. This is just kind of an impromptu thing. We just sat down and decided that...
Here we are.
Here we are.
Talking.
I don't even have a list. Normally again. I come to...
Yeah, we don't have any bird mites. There's nothing exciting happening. Other than,
which, you know, I'm thankful COVID. For, because we got enough shit happening with the COVID.
Although I will say we had a bird nest out inside the window, and I was like, ah! I killed it. Not the birds.
Just the nest.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. It wasn't as close to the window where they came in before. It was a little farther down.
Yeah.
But last year, or whenever that was, there were two bird nests. One bird nest and two families. And I think like the second set was just so many just bird mites.
Mite-ridden.
It was so mite-ridden.
Oh.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, so gross.
It still makes me feel creepy all over.
Yeah, that was this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were trying to start a podcast and so we got infested by bird mites. Episode 1, bird mites. It's the best we've ever done.
I don't know about that.
It was our high water mark for sure.
We started out of the gate strong and then just, this is a slow decline ever since.
Exactly.
Listener, tell us what you think at squawk@marriedwithchickens.com.
Yes, please do. Requests, ideas, thoughts, revelations, hardships. We want to hear it all. We're here for you.
Give us your best 101 word story.
So I remember when we first met, I was telling you that my favorite candy bar when I was a kid was 100,000 bar. And you said, you mean 100 grand? And I was like, no, it's the 100,000 bar. And I remember you like bought it and showed it to me and it was 100 grand. And I was like, what the fuck? I swear to God, it was 100,000 bar. Anyway, I gave up. I got over it. I was wrong. You were right. And tonight, I discovered 21
years later,
I discovered that it was the 100,000 bar in the 70s. And in 1984, they changed it to the 100 grand bar. The 100 grand bar, rather. Yeah, they changed the packaging and the name. And it's still around.
Yeah.
It's a really good candy bar.
Well, as 100 grand.
If you like candy bars, which I did when I was a child.
Mm-mm.
You know, a little. And
you've got more refined taste in chocolate these days.
I still like candy bars. I have one right here in front of me. It is, let's see who makes it. The endangered species chocolate. It's got an elephant on it. It's almonds, sea salt, and dark chocolate. 72% cocoa. Roasted almonds meet sea salt in our luxurious dark chocolate for a satisfying crunch. And ooh, you know what? It is satisfying.
Satisfying?
It's very good. What I like about dark chocolate is you don't have to eat too much of it, right? What are you pointing at?
I don't want you to lose that piece that fell off the top of the...
Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
I know where my chocolate is, baby.
I'm just keeping an eye out for you.
I appreciate that.
You know, there's a cat in the vicinity.
But see, that's my point. There's a little piece there that I left uneaten. Right. Because you just don't need much of dark chocolate. Now, if it were a milk chocolate bar, I would just eat the whole fucking thing. And that'd be the end of that.
Right. Take down an entire 100 grand bar.
Seriously.
King size.
King size. And they probably don't even make them.
They make everything king size.
But if it was king size, it wouldn't be 100 grand. It'd be like 200 grand. They should totally do that.
And the 300 grand.
Mm-hmm. Just gets bigger and bigger.
I can do math.
This is a really good idea. We should reach out to them.
Yeah, we should definitely give them our proposal.
We should tell our listener about DaVita's band.
And then maybe they could sponsor us.
Yeah.
Brought to you by 100 grand bars.
And 200 grand bars. And 300 grand bars. And 450 grand bars. So that's the largest so you can get, by the way. So, yeah, DaVita's in
it's
a
like
cover.
Like 4.5 bars.
DaVita's in a Duran Duran cover band. And I had this idea that they should name it Whatcha Doin'. You know, just the name of the band, What You Doin'? And then in every song, every Duran Duran song that they sing, the singer should just randomly yell,
What You Doin'?
Just like that, yeah.
And why did this come about? Because the singer fucked up a lyric.
Because they did...
They did Girls on Film, and...
During Girls on Film, he just randomly sings, What you doing? We're like, wait, what?
Girls on Film.
What's happening? But the funny thing is, when I heard it originally, it didn't strike me as odd. But I wasn't ever really a Duran Duran fan. So it's not like I know the music super well. But Davita's like, wait, what? That's not a line in that song. So now it's our thing. Now we walk around occasionally belting out, What you doing?
Then we just have all of the merch.
We need t-shirts.
With the t-shirts.
What
and
you
the
doing
hats
t-shirts, yeah.
What you doing?
What you doing? What you doing? It's really fucking funny to me.
Right?
I'm going to have What You Doing t-shirts made up, and we're going to give them away to the first listener who emails us at
squawk@marriedwithchickens.com.
That's right. We're going to do that.
I mean, perhaps I should start saying it like, squawk!
Maybe not.
Oh.
I wonder if it was meow at Married with Chickens, if we'd get more engagement.
Yeah, that's the...
Because cats are really engaged.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, Mishka looks so engaged right now.
She's super engaged.
Yeah, that's the thing that's hindering our listenership.
That's why we only have one listener.
Yep.
Well, as soon as we get the merch going, things are going to pick up. I know it. The What You
Doin'
merch.
You do.
What You Do.
Well, that's what you do, is you come out with merch before you have a following.
A lot of people do it, and they just give it away. I guess that's what you do anyway. She really wants to be with you.
I don't want
She
her
loves you more
right
than
now.
Me, and you won't have any part of it.
Well, that's why.
That's why she wants you.
She's going to take the long way around the... Try and
She's
get
like,
in my
I
lap.
Can, I can get through this. I can wear him down. I know he's going to want me to be on his lap. I'm just going to pretend like I don't notice him, and then I'm going to sneak in sideways. She looks off to the side as if you don't see it. Here she comes.
Oh, she's making her way back to me.
So tonight, Chad made us homemade fish and chips, and I made homemade tartar sauce, and it was fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. Probably the best fish and chips I've ever had.
That's the last thing we need is fried food technology around here.
Well, and my idea was we should eat this once a month, and you said that's too often.
Yeah.
Once every 2 months? I mean, it's not like we eat fried food very often.
No, but I'd also like to avoid it.
What you doing?
Avoiding fried food.
Oh, are you going to give in to her?
No.
Oh, you're not?
I'm going to put her on the floor.
Mishka, just come over here.
Let's go over there.
He doesn't want you. He's so mean. Listener, I wish you could see this. It's hysterical. This cat, she'd do anything to get close to Chad. And the less he wants her, the more she wants him. It's like a typical boy meets girl relationship. Oh, she's going to try this side now. She's not going to give up. Oh, poor Mishka. Just come sit in my lap, little boo-boo. So, yeah. What should we do for dinner tomorrow? It's that's the one topic that I can be guaranteed to keep me going. Right?
What, dinner tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm constantly wondering what I'm going to eat for my next meal. And you might say that's not different, but it is. We don't really do anything. We do have Davita over for dinner. Maybe that's why that's what I'm always thinking. But yeah, when your social life is just completely dissipated into only eating and going on occasional walks and Netflix, right. It's it's weird.
Yep.
But I've been writing again.
It's about goddamn time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm changing the beginning of my book. It has to do with the 100 gram bar, actually. And there it goes.
So, how's it changed?
Goodbye. What?
Your book, goddammit. The 100 grand bar.
I've decided that I need to open my book when I'm a little girl. So I mean, it was going to open with me as a little girl anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, like, it needs to be about me. Like, I need to introduce the character. And the reader needs to, like, kind of get this kid, right? So this needy little kid who doesn't have a dad and kind of, like, understand the space that the character's in. So when the character, me, meets the father, my daddy, like, there's something that shifts. You know, it's a paradigm shift for the child, me.
Okay, we've established you're the kid.
But I'm like, before, it's like, I start the book with you as the reader, like, meeting my dad, because for me that's the significant thing. But I have to think from the perspective of the reader,
right?
Why do they care that this little kid suddenly has a dad? Mm. They don't, unless I give it place, right?
Right.
So I have to build this character as, like, needy, as wanting, and that's what I'm doing. And it's centered around a candy bar. Hence the reason I now know that it was the 100 grand bar.
100,000.
Wait, no. 100,000. 100,000 bar. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was literally the word 100,000 bar. That's a really long name for a candy bar.
You'd think they'd all be king size bars.
Right? But they weren't. They were kind of little.
Back then?
I think they might have been bigger back then. I need to find some packaging.
I'd be surprised if they were bigger. That's not generally how things went throughout American history, right? They get bigger over time.
Well, I think they did start to get bigger in, like, the 80s. And then there was a period where things started getting smaller again.
Right, because then they came out with a king size.
Right. But you had to pay more for that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a way to pay more, extract more cash out of the consumer while giving them less than they used to get.
Right. So, yeah, in 1974, you could buy a candy bar for 2 bits. Is that what it is? 2 bits, 50 cents?
I don't know.
Yeah, 2 bits is 50 cents. So you could buy a candy bar for 25 cents, which would be 1 bit. We need to look this up. This whole bit thing blankly stares at me.
All I know is a shave and a haircut is 2 bits.
I think 2 bits is 50 cents.
Ooh-ee.
I want to know. I'm going to look it up.
I can't imagine the 70s a candy bar was 50 cents.
No, in the 70s, a candy bar was 25 cents.
Okay.
This I am telling you for a fact. But it came into my mind, this whole 2 bits thing. It sounds better than a quarter. So I want to know, how much is 2 bits?
Oh, okay. So that's where we're going.
Yes. Coins and various coinage throughout the world. How much is 2 bits worth? In early America, bit was used for some Spanish and Mexican coins that circulated and were worth 1/8 of a peso, or about 12.5 cents. Hence, 2 bits would have equated 25 cents. All right, so my brain was like, 2 bits.
Wow.
Isn't that weird how you pull that shit out of your brain? And then you're like, wait, where did that come from? What does that mean?
And then, of course, you're like, I don't trust it.
I don't fucking know what that means. Is it 50 cents? It's got to be. There's two of them. Yeah, okay, so when I was fucking 4 in 1974, 2 bits was a quarter, and you could get a candy bar for 2 bits. We're going to have to look up the etymology on that one. Learn a little more. We're going to go deeper, listener. We're going to go deeper. Just not right now. Anyway, it's fascinating to me. What's a fucking candy bar cost now? Do you know?
No.
I don't either. $1.50?
Maybe like a dollar. I think what most places are doing now is, like, at least as far as gas stations go, I think they'll have, like, an obscene price for a single candy bar, but if you buy two,
then you get a better deal.
You get a better deal. So it's like $1.98 if you buy one candy bar, but it's $2.50 if you buy two.
Right. So I find that I don't. It's not Rite Aid. Yeah, it is Rite Aid or CVS. Fuck, I don't know. One of those drugstores. They constantly have deals that if you buy two, you get the third one half off, which means that you spend way more money than you need to. Because I'm constantly taken by this. And then I end up buying three things of lotion and three things of, you know, whatever, right? It's always like...
Well, the thing about you is you'll use it if it's something like lotion.
Not always, though. But yeah, usually I'll use it. It's usually like sunblock, vitamin E oil, lotion. But then they'll get like some medicines that I don't necessarily need three of. And then it ends up being expired. Fucking hate that. Why do I give in to these? Giant
bottles of Pepto-Bismol.
Right? Exactly. So one thing I've really appreciated during the time of COVID-19. Do you want to guess what it is? The one food that we've eaten a couple times that I've been super stoked about. It's frozen pizza.
Ah, yes. Yeah. You're not even going to give me a chance to guess.
Well, you took too long. Dead air, baby. Dead air. We can't have dead air. We've had a lot of dead air tonight. It's your fault. I thought you were going to go longer.
No. Yeah, I didn't think it'd be that funny.
But. I was really looking forward to it. I thought it was going to be really funny.
You're looking forward to silence? Yeah, me too.
Right? Sorry, that never happens until I'm asleep.
I was going to say, yeah, not when we're in bed. God, no.
Yeah.
That's when the conversation just gets ratcheted up.
It doesn't matter how tired I am.
Which is why I need
to
hang these microphones over our bed.
Right.
And then you can just podcast all goddamn night. Bed.
Yeah, I could just be by myself.
Yep.
And they could hear you snoring. Oh. Chad, huh? Listen. Huh? Shit, I got something. This is important. What do you think of this? What are you thinking right now?
Something completely fucking inane.
Remember that? That was like something that happened in our 20s, where the girl would turn to the guy and say, "What are you thinking?" Like, we were really invested.
So, why?
Well, and you would always say, "Nothing." And I'd be like, "That's not even fucking possible. Of course you're thinking about something." And you'd say, "No, I wasn't thinking about anything." Or what ended up happening in our 30s is then you would just tell me what you were thinking, and it would be so random and out there that I would just be stunned, like, really? That's what you're thinking? And then in my 40s, I just stopped asking.
Exactly. Because I'm either not thinking about anything or it's complete fucking bullshit, one of the two.
You mean it's not bullshit what you... thoughts that are just rando. I wish I could think of an example. Like the color of, I don't know, input cords on your stereo. Like something like that. And I'd be like, really? You're thinking about that right now? You're like,
yeah, because the red is the right and the gray is the left.
But what about the yellow?
The yellow is video.
Gotcha. See, those are important thoughts.
Exactly. You have to know these things.
If you hadn't had these thoughts, we would not be as far along in life as we are right now.
I don't know about that.
I do. You've really... Look at us. We have a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm not lying awake at night thinking about how to rig all the wiring for this shit.
No, because you did that in your 30s.
Right. Well, now it's all digital. So when something goes south and I update some software and it fucks me...
Which, by the way,
which happened,
dear listener.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Universal Audio.
So we have another podcast, which shall remain nameless. And it was the best interview we'd done on the podcast. Like, straight up. It was the closest to Married with Chickens, like the real us that you would get on this particular.
The uncensored us that you are listening to now.
That's right. The swearing, there was an exploding whale on the beach of Oregon. I mean, it was just a fucking awesome podcast. We get to the end and I am stoked. And then Chad says, two words. Uh-oh. And I'm like, I don't know.
To be fair,
could be one word.
That was not any of our problem. That wasn't our end of things.
No, it wasn't.
That was the interviewee.
His computer died.
Literally died mid-interview.
And literally after that, he had to go get a new computer. Well, I guess he said it was like an old laptop, so who wasn't going to replace it? It had been dying anyway.
Right.
But yeah, it died during our interview, but he could still hear us.
Right. So it's like the hard drive quit spinning, but yet it was still connected to the internet.
I don't know how that's possible, but yeah.
I mean, it's possible, I guess. I mean, it happened. So
this is why we have you, because I don't know these things. So yeah, so we totally lost the interview.
So we're rescheduled.
Tomorrow. And then we were talking to another interviewee, and we spent an hour trying to figure out why he couldn't hear us. And we finally gave up. And I said to Chad, let's test it. Let's send me a link. Because we just assumed it was on his end.
Because it usually is.
Because it is. It's always user error. Well, in this case, it was our fault.
It was my dumbass.
I wouldn't say dumbass.
No. See, you never update your software. You know, like the night before.
A podcast. And then test it. Forgot that you had updated it?
No. I actually did it that morning because I was so excited.
No shit.
This company, Universal Audio, which is amazing gear generally. Now, mine's a couple generations old. Mm-hmm. So it's like the gear and my old ass computer and their brand spanking new update. And they just came out with what's called a DAW, a digital audio workstation.
Boring.
They just came out with one of those and it looked amazing.
So you were excited.
I was excited to use it.
So you updated.
And I fucking broke everything with
everything
that
broke. Everything broke. Yeah, you had to start all over.
Yeah.
It was 7 hours of your life before you even figured out what happened.
Yeah. I don't know if it was 7 hours, but...
Well, okay, it was seven from the moment we were supposed to do an interview
right.
to the moment we were up and running again. So for about 6 hours, we thought we were fucked. We're like, okay, that's it.
That's it. All the podcasts are done.
Because, like, I mean, we're in the middle of COVID. There's no way we're going to be able to go test gear or buy gear. We can't afford gear. All those reasons.
Yeah.
So, here we are. We figured...
Back, baby!
We better jump back in. Yeah. We're back.
Don't call to come back. We've been here for years.
Yeah, we've been here all along. Yeah. So, yeah. So in our neighborhood, well, we don't really have a neighborhood. We're on a private county road with very few neighbors. And I don't really see a lot of people, but I've seen more activity on foot than I've probably ever seen since we've lived here.
Yeah, everyone's walking.
Mm-hmm. Very few people, I would say no one wears masks on our private road.
Right.
They all figure I'm safe. I don't have anything, but they don't know that. They don't know that.
Yeah. They could have somebody who just rode by.
Yeah. People and a lot of cyclists, a lot of runners.
Coughed and left
a dog walkers.
Big cloud of snotty exhale.
Ugh. Probably not snotty.
Walk through it.
God, that feels like a horror film.
Some runner going by and blowing a snot rocket. There's going to be a big plume right behind him. Yeah.
It's not a plume of snot. That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is not.
It is. I will send you the study.
It's actually snot.
A Dutch study that was, well, I mean, it's, what is snot, but.
It's usually mucusy and pretty thick.
Yeah, well, that shit's floating around in the air after you blow a snot rocket.
All right, let's move on.
You're the one fighting me on this, woman.
Gross. All right.
So yeah, lots of walkers.
Mm-hmm. Lots of walkers. No actual walkers.
No walkers with walkers.
No walkers with walkers. Yeah.
There's the occasional golf cart.
Really? I haven't seen any golf carts.
I was behind one the other day.
What were you doing?
I was on the motorbike.
Oh. Chad went to get something on the motorbike.
Yeah. But I stayed like way back because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about these golf carts and because they're all open and people breathing.
And blowing snot rockets.
Blowing snot rockets in front of me.
Doubtful.
Well, staying back. I've got my face mask on underneath my helmet. Like, I don't trust
any of these fuckers. Which is kind of useless because you have the one-ply face mask. It doesn't really...
Yeah, but it's inside of a helmet.
Do any good. But when you go to the store with that, I think you should wear a better mask.
Well...
That's just my thinking on it. I've been meaning to tell you. The N95, baby.
Yeah, the thing about that is...
He's going to argue with me now.
No, I'm just saying you wear a mask to... In case I'm a carrier. Right? That's why everyone needs to be wearing them.
But the N95 will protect you. Which I'm kind of...
Kind of
keen
not...
Keen on.
I mean...
It's better than that thing.
It is,
wear.
Yeah.
So I would prefer it. And we're going to have to go back to the store because I need more cod.
I simply must have codfish.
Because fish and chips is delicious.
I
made the best tartar sauce. Listener, if you've never had steak fries dipped in tartar sauce, you are missing out.
Who the hell hasn't had that?
A lot of people. Really? Most people I talk to.
Huh.
Yeah. And if you ever want to make your own tartar sauce, it's got mayonnaise, lemon juice, bay seasoning, pickles, dill pickles, diced, and a little bit of pickle juice and salt. Delicious. Did I say lemon juice? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I want to do it again tomorrow.
No.
I'm going to make my own french fries. I don't even need the cod. Cod save the queen. Best fish and chips place ever was in New York City. I think in Greenwich.
I think so.
I think it was in Greenwich.
Yeah, it was a salt and battery.
A salt and battery. Yeah, that's what it was called. They had the curry sauce. Fuck, that place was good. But the crazy thing about it, so it was this tiny, I mean, it's New York, right? So you would expect it to be tiny. But this tiny little place, and you walk in and you were just accosted by the fucking grease and smoke. It was hard to breathe in that place.
Yeah.
And there was only enough room for like maybe six people to stand up against the wall. And they had like this little teeny wooden counter that was
little shelf.
It was like a shelf.
You could eat your lunch on.
Yeah, you could eat at the shelf. Yeah. But that place was so good. And I really wish that I'd bought a t-shirt. And it was Cod Save the Queen. Or Assault and Battery.
Assault and Battery is the name of the place. And their slogan was Cod Save the Queen.
But they had t-shirts
the Sex Pistols. Cod Save the Queen.
Yeah.
Sort of
God, I wish I'd bought that t-shirt. Damn it. Not that I would have it still. It'd be gone anyway. Either way. Good memories. An excellent curry sauce. So listener, if you've never had steak fries dipped in curry sauce, I highly recommend it. Tartar sauce, curry sauce.
I'm not a tartar sauce guy.
You're not, but you don't like dill pickles. Nope. You don't like dill.
I don't like dill.
I think if you liked dill, you would like tartar sauce. That's my guess.
It's a pretty big
caveat
there.
But if you liked dill, your palate would be wholly different, so there's really no way of me knowing.
Yep. Not about to test it.
Fucking A. That's what I think. Fucking A. That's how I feel most of the time. I feel deflated and exhausted and overwhelmed and depressed. And I wish I had more wine.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. I'm just a real downer.
Wah.
I'm a downer.
You're like the living embodiment of a sad trombone.
I can totally picture a sad trombone too. Oh, excuse me. Can you? Can you picture it? I sort of like have a combination of a cartoon character and a real trombone in my head.
Right.
And he's just like hanging his head. He's all droopy. And he's making those noises. The sad trombone.
See, I imagine he's like the exact opposite of Clippy.
Yeah.
Because Clippy kind of looked like a trombone, you know, with the...
Titty.
If he had a bell on him, you know, because right. Really all a trombone is a big staple or a big paper clip with a bell on it. If I were going to draw one, that's what I would end up drawing.
Okay, maybe.
And then Clippy was always happy. So I
and
would
said
I would
trombone
just make,
is sad.
Yeah, so I would just make the exact opposite of Clippy.
Hmm. Upside down.
And, you know, droopy.
Oh,
I'm so sad. I'm a trombone.
I think being a trombone is just a sad state of being. You know what I mean?
That was my first instrument.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Is that why you're such a negative and sad individual?
Maybe.
You're not negative and sad. But you're a realist.
And that's what I keep saying, right?
Right. You're not as negative as you used to be. I would never say that you were sad. I would say that you had a lot of angst.
Yeah.
And you were judgmental. You were just angry. You were full of spit and vinegar, but you know, you were in your 20s.
Right.
And who doesn't rail against the establishment at 24?
I'm still doing it, baby.
You are. But you're a lot classier about it.
Am I?
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I just like had a litany of swear words that came out of my mouth. Maybe I just don't even know what classy is. Although I am drinking mint tea. It's pretty classy.
Pinky's out even.
Pinky's out, baby.
Class
it's delicious,
with
by
a bit
the
of
way.
Sass.
Now, I would say I'm more sassy than classy. Yeah, for sure. Some might even say...
Saucy?
Saucy. Yeah.
Right.
We've talked about this before.
Saucy and sassy, not classy.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says, I'm not classy, I'm sassy. I think I'm too old for that. I'm too old for pigtails and t-shirts that say that I'm sassy.
Right.
There's just something about 50, you know? As soon as you hit 50, like, it's over.
Done.
I mean, you can still get away with dyeing your hair funny colors.
Well, that seems to be like the thing now is
older
gray-haired women are now dyeing their hair like pink
blue.
And green and blue and like a hip blue, not like old lady.
Right. It's not like lavender
purple.
Not
like 85-year-old lady lavender.
Where it wasn't really meant to be purple. It just is. But only the kids know. They think their hair looks fabulous. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we actually know quite a few of those people. And it looks really good on them. Can you hear yourself when you swallow?
Yeah.
It's so loud. Ooh. Can you hear when I swallow?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What are you going to do?
Sorry, listener.
Yep. Because I'm not cutting this shit out.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because you have to do that on the other podcast?
Yeah.
So this one's just like the fuck it, let it roll.
Let it roll. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Yeah, this is definitely live. Unexpected, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Mishka's finally happy. She rested on my lap.
Yep.
Where she doesn't get turned away.
The
you're
problem
so
with that
fucking
is that
mean.
You're going to have to pee soon.
I am not.
Because you've been drinking tea, so.
Poor little boo-boo. Denied.
Yep.
By the man she loves.
I just...
It's rough all over, kid.
Yep.
Now she's exhausted.
She's like, oh, I can't even.
Rejection has exhausted her. She'll probably sleep all night and most of tomorrow.
There's a 0% chance that cat is sleeping all night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mishka likes to come into our bedroom in the middle of the night and announce her presence with a very loud meow.
Not only that, but she walks up between us and right next to my head.
Yeah, right.
Meow! I'm like, oh.
The other day, I literally kicked her out of bed. I felt bad about it after it. But hey, when I'm asleep, I can't be trusted. You don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Come accosting me. But she pounced on me. She like, which she rarely does. She sort of like jumped on me, which made me jump as well. which sent her down to my legs, which freaked me out. And then I kicked her into a flying off the bed. I mean, not really. She more like jumped off the bed. But it felt like I kicked her off the bed. I was like, oh, I'm a terrible person. And then within like 5 seconds, I was asleep. And then she came back later, happy as can be, purring, yep, cooing like crazy. She's pretty cute. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Good God. Disgusting. All these noises.
I don't know if any of this is going to be usable.
I don't think so. I think we should just give up on Married with Chickens.
Fucking give up.
We're just done. We just can't do it anymore. We're bad at this.
Yeah, we suck.
I was thinking we should just end it there and like never do another podcast again. They're like, oh my God, they didn't even say goodbye, those fuckers. Right. Yeah. Well, it's hard to say what'll happen next.
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy fucking times. I mean, we might not have a house after a while. We might...
Why would you say that?
Have to give our chickens away. We might have to
live in a van down by the river. Although I would like a van and a river. That'd be cool. We could get a van. We probably couldn't get a river, but we could park by the river and we could get like a little trailer to put the chickens in.
Right.
We'll be married with chickens and mobile. Four wheels. Yeah.
Well, we'd have to have a trailer, so it'd be six wheels at least.
That's true. My house has wheels.
It'll roll with me from the lake down to the sea. By mountain, stream, or in a desert. Yeah.
My house has wheels. It'll roll with me. Well, with that, we should encourage our listener to listen to Southern Culture on the Skids. They sing it way better than we just did.
Yeah.
Way better. Mostly because I couldn't remember the words. And I have a hard time carrying a tune. But other than that, we did okay.
Aside from the words and the pitch.
Yeah.
We were totally on it.
It was good. We should give up our day jobs.
Brief flash of brilliance.
Banana pudding.
Yeah, that's a goodie.
That's a goodie.
Her eight-piece box.
Eight-piece box. I got an eight. Peace.
It's nothing like that.
How's it go?
Because I'll be snacking all night. I'm all right. Got an eight-piece box.
Isn't that what I just did? I didn't just do that?
No.
I swear, that's what I heard. I thought for sure I did it right. Oh, boy. It is actually very frustrating when you hear a tune, a melody in your head. And then you go to sing it, and what comes out of your mouth is like so wrong. And then that fucks you up. It makes you
right.
Do it even worse, because then all you hear is the bad off pitchy off key non melody that you just tried and
right. But the thing about it is at least you have enough self awareness to know that you're wrong and that's not true. Go on some fucking television show.
That
singing
is true.
In front of people.
Although I have to say, recently we did a jam night and I was like, I just said fuck it, and I knew I didn't sound great. And the next day
you just went for it.
I was like, oh yeah. And I always like the next day when I'm sober and I imagine the scene in my head, I picture everyone just staring at me and me not noticing because I'm too drunk. I don't know if that actually happens. But, you know, our friends are really cool. They...
Very supportive.
Very supportive. And they put up with, you know, I mean, and me, you know, I'm the same way. Like, if we're going to have someone over and join us for jam night, like, they don't need to sound good. Like, that's not what it's about. It's about having fun. And, you know, I feel that way because, well, I'm invited. But it helps that all of our friends are very talented. Everyone actually plays instruments and actually has a good voice and can carry a tune, which makes me look good.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And occasionally...
You're like the producer of this whole thing. You bring all of the talented people together.
Hmm. Thank you. But then I sing, too.
Hmm.
That's where it goes sideways.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have a band. Oh, shit. Speaking of, a band that you were in is now... Well, technically you weren't in the band.
No.
You were in a band with one of the guys in the band I'm talking about, who's now getting signed by...
Well, it's Penrose Records, which is a subsidiary of DAP.
Of
Daptone.
Daptones. Daptone Records.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's the West Coast
version
of their new soul label.
So I was listening to the Penrose, I guess it's a compilation.
The EP, yeah.
I didn't love it.
Yeah?
No. And I thought, well... Maybe if I listen to it again, I might like it. But I just found it to all sound the same.
Yeah.
And it's kind of boring. And it's got that signature Daptone song or sound.
Especially with those horns.
Yeah, it's the horns maybe. I want to like it. I want it to be cool for me.
Right.
But.
You got to like falsetto singing.
I don't much. I mean, sure I do. I mean, a lot of funk, you know.
Right.
I mean, ELO. I mean, any one of those bands, there's at some point someone singing in falsetto. Maybe not frequently, though. This is constant.
So but Curtis Mayfield is nothing but
falsetto. And he's fucking amazing. And I like this guy, this particular band we're talking about. I don't feel right naming who they are because I'm kind of dissing them. But I like them. I really want to like them. And it's grooving. It's sway-worthy.
Yeah.
But... I don't, you know, it's not sustainable in terms of like listening for a whole album. I don't think I can do it, but I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to give it another try. I've only heard a couple songs, but even like the whole, like every act that's featured on the compilation sounds the same. Not, I mean, these are different bands.
Yeah.
And they still sound the same to me. It's like, it makes me sad that I can't, that my, I feel like my, the soundtrack of my life is waning. Do you know what I mean by that? Like when I was...
There's no new music that's created for you?
Yeah, I never know what to listen to. Like, I just feel like silence is better than listening to the same... shit that I've been listening to forever. And it's not shit, a lot of it's amazing, but I've heard it so much, you know. Like even like, you know, Andrew Bird, love Andrew Bird, but you can only listen to so that much
fucking
Andrew Bird.
Whistling so much.
That was pretty good. Not as good as Mike, but good. Mike is an amazing whistler.
He is that.
If you're listening, Mike, if you are our listener.
You're the whistling listener.
We want you to know you're an amazing whistler. But you already know that.
Yeah, because we tell you,
yeah. An amazing whistler. But, I mean, I love Andrew Bird, but you know what I don't like about his music? There's one thing. You know what it is, too.
Oh, it's that fucking loop pedal, isn't it?
God damn, I hate that thing.
Yeah. Everyone who plays with a loop pedal should just have it stuffed in their rectum sideways.
Wow, that's strong language. You're such a nice-looking young man.
I just hate it.
I hate it, too. I feel like it's them just fucking around and having fun at your expense.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially if you try to pull that shit off live.
And Andrew Bird does.
Yeah.
And when he does that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home now. Oh,
God.
But then he like turns around and invites a couple guys up on stage and they do an acoustic.
Right. They do the acapella thing. And
then, oh, my God. It's amazing. So good. But yeah, I feel like it's hard for me to find new music. But I also think back to the time when, you know, you would buy a whole album and you would listen to it, and it might take you a couple listens to really start to like it. Like if I bought an album, I paid good money for that album, first of all.
Right.
And if I listened to the whole thing and I didn't like it, I would listen to it again.
Because God damn it, you paid for the album.
Well, you're like, well, maybe not, you know, and they would start to grow on you, right? And then pretty soon it's like your favorite fucking album. But when you first heard it, you didn't love it. Same with songs on the radio.
That's like me and every Wilco album.
Really?
Yeah.
That might be me. I don't remember when I first heard Wilco. Although this is really embarrassing. I don't even think I should tell the story. You're so...
Oh, you're telling it too. It's just me in here.
Oh, yeah. So I'm driving down the road, and it's in the pickup, and we've got that six changer, that six disc changer. Right. And it had been... Actually, you know what? I'm wrong. It was in the...
It'd be the FJ.
It was in the FJ, and it had the six disc changer. And I just decided there was nothing on the radio. I was going to see what was on discs, and I was flipping through, and a Wilco album came on, and I didn't recognize it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. What is this? This is, I fucking love this. And then I realized it was Wilco. I was like, oh, like how embarrassing. And I don't think I'd ever owned that album, but I must have because it's in our range. Because
it's in the,
right?
Which has been in there since you've owned it, I guess.
For years, yeah. And I hadn't listened to it, forgot about it. It was, Wilco Foxtrot. Oh my gosh.
Whiskey Hotel. Whiskey Hotel Foxtrot.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey Hotel Foxtrot. She says it over and over again. It's really disturbing. It reminds me of Doctor Who, actually. When it gets to the end of that song, I imagine that I'm in a Doctor Who movie. Show, rather. Speaking of Doctor Who, there's a new season that we haven't watched, and we're not interested in it. And it makes me sad.
I know, right?
I miss Doctor Who. But you know, you can only have doctors yanked out from underneath you so many times before you're just straight up done.
It's been my entire life.
I can't get
life.
Invested again.
My entire life I've had doctors yanked out from underneath me.
It's fucked up. That's what that is. Five doctors and I'm out. No! And now there's finally a woman.
Yeah.
She was okay. But any new doctor, I don't
it
like.
It takes at least a season and a half to,
well, I don't know to get accustomed to him. But yeah, it takes you a while. And then once you finally
fall in love with them. Well, we haven't had a full season with her, I don't think.
Yeah, we had one season with her. But it was, I don't know, you're right. Like I don't think it was a full season.
Years ago. And I think it was like a short season. And
it was a short season. That's true.
It was fucking Chris Chibnall writing. It was awful.
Chibnall. Fucking gay. That guy. I thought it was Chibnall.
I think it's Chibnall.
Oh.
I don't know.
Who was Moffat? Stephen Moffat.
Stephen Moffat.
Now, that is some fucking writing.
Yeah, he's had some duds, too.
I love that guy. I don't even know what he looks like, and I love him. I'd marry him, but I'm already married.
Right.
To you.
Yeah.
No, I liked Stephen Moffat. Okay, well, who was your favorite writer?
It'd have to be back in the day, Isaac Asimov.
Oh. Have I watched it? No.
No, I don't think so. They're a bit of a slow burn.
How do you remember that?
Because it's Isaac Asimov.
So?
Like
tell me more.
Very, very well-known sci-fi writer.
For just happened more
to
than
be writing.
The Doctor?
Yeah.
Oh. What else has he written that I would have seen, maybe?
Let's see. I mean, you wouldn't have seen anything. I mean, maybe you read a book.
Oh, so he was writing novels.
Yeah.
And he wrote for Doctor Who.
Yeah, there were several episodes in there that he did.
That's pretty cool. You know, I tried to get into the old original Doctor and I couldn't do it. It was so boring to me.
Yeah, I wonder if it's something you just have to grow up with and...
To appreciate it.
Yeah.
So when they get into a cardboard box that was clearly drawn on with markers,
right.
You're not like, that's cheesy.
You're like, that's a little weird. Yeah, like the old Cybermen look.
Yeah, it's like cardboard awful. Arms and like a bowl, a silver bowl turned upside down in their head. It's like, what's happening? They want me to take this seriously? I can't do it.
Yeah, so it's basically... when the Flight of the Conchords do their robots.
Yeah. I think they did a better job, actually.
Yeah, probably.
And listener, if you haven't listened to Flight of the Conchords, you must. You must.
How has our listener not heard of Flight of the Conchords?
Of course he has. Our listener is Mike, and I know he's heard of them. Oh, boy. No.
So, yeah, iRobot was probably Asimov's biggest
book. Never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, really. Well, I guess I know what it's about. It's about a robot from the perspective of the robot, because it's iRobot. Am I right? You don't know because you didn't read it?
Well, it's been a long fucking time.
Well, you should read it to me. Oh, we should ask DeVita to read it. DeVita has a really good reading voice. It's very dry and entertaining.
Yeah.
So the other day we were playing a song with Vid. She was speaking 1980s popular songs, the lyrics. She was speaking them in a voice that was, you know, nothing like how you would sing it.
Yeah, so you're speaking the lyrics.
It was like
having to try and guess.
It was crazy. I was like, that sounds familiar. And then she'd be on to the next line. And I'm like, wait, what? What's happening?
She'd be like, I try to discover a little something to make me, well, even sweeter.
Even that was too much. Yeah. I try to discover a something little. Yeah. I can't even do it the way she did it. It was so good. But I will say that Chad was very good at this game and guessed, well, didn't guess, knew the fucking songs. She could pretty much get down to the chorus and I'd be like, wait, this sounds vaguely familiar. Is it Bon Jovi? No, it's Heart. Oh, okay. Like, I was so off. And you were very good at that.
Yeah.
Excellent at useless trivial information.
Yep.
You need to join Lily's trivia. Well, she already has a group. Apparently they win a lot. Not surprising. Lily's smart. Well, listener, Chad fell asleep on his mic, so we're just gonna go ahead and like close and say it's been nice chatting with you. We miss you. We wish you were right here with us right now
to offer the cat another lap to sit in.
But because you're not, we'll just close with this. We love you. Be safe. Until next time, we don't know when that will be.
We don't.
If ever.
So don't forget to subscribe.
Because that'll encourage us to do more. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and make sure to tell all of your friends to rate us. And who knows? Maybe we'll keep doing this shit. Maybe we won't. But if you subscribe, it's more likely.
Yeah.
Tell 5 people you know to listen to Married with Chickens.
Go all the way back to Bird Mites.
Start it with Bird Mites. All right, seriously, we're done.
Yep.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.